USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. He says the United States really needs to keep their eye on China.
I think China writ large is the most significant counterintelligence threat we face. We have economic espionage investigations, for example. That's just one piece of it in virtually every one of our 56 field offices. And the number of those has probably doubled over the last 3 or 4 years. Almost all of them, not all of them, but almost all of them lead back to China.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone is proclaiming his innocence. Stone entered a plea of not guilty during an arraignment proceeding today in D.C. federal court. Stone will be back in court on Friday. Speaking of court, in Brooklyn, closing arguments are set for Wednesday in the El Chapo drug trafficking trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The State Department is telling Americans not to travel to Venezuela. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Days after the Trump administration announces that it's not recognizing Nicolas Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation, instead recognizing Juan Guaido as its interim president, the State Department has issued the no travel advisory for U.S. citizens, saying there's crime, civil unrest, poor health infrastructure, and arbitrary arrest and detention of U.S. citizens. The department ordering the departure of non-emergency U.S. government workers and family members as well, because of the ongoing political instability.
The FBI announced on Tuesday that they have not found any motives as to why Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, would kill 58 people. The FBI also said they still believe Paddock acted alone when he planned and carried out the attack. The 64-year-old shot himself after opening fire from his hotel suite. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats and Republicans will meet on Capitol Hill on Wednesday to discuss border security and a way to fix our immigration system. The president has once again said he may declare a national emergency on our southern border. Some Democrats and Republicans are up in arms over this, but Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
A national emergency is not my preferred option, but I'm not like some of my colleagues who believe that the world will spin off its axis and Western order will end if the president does it. It'll probably get tied up in court. I happen to think we do have an emergency on the border.
It could be. Does Bill Barr get confirmed, by the way?
Yes. He'll have a lot of Democrats vote against him, but I'm going to tell you, on the Judiciary Committee, if you gave everybody, including the Democrats, truth serum, they would say he's just exceptionally qualified. It doesn't mean the Dems are going to vote for him, but they know in their hearts. This guy's was a good attorney general, and he'll be even better one this time.
The Los Angeles Rams are getting ready to take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 53 this Sunday in Atlanta. Yesterday was media day. Rams head coach Sean McVay says the Patriots defense, they're pretty darn good.
These last couple games, with what they've been able to do against two of the best offenses without a doubt in the playoffs, and that's why it's a great challenge for us. That's why they're here consistently.
The Super Bowl kicks off Sunday at just after 6:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.